Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. I am very happy. It's been kind of a rainy day here, but it has a stillness about it. It's very sweet, and some people know that I've had issues with my vision, and they've been able to correct it. I am so very thankful and happy how clearly I can see now. I'm so happy. Yep. So I just
want
to share that.
And,
yes. How about you?
Oh, doing well. Moving on from one thing to the next as I always do.
In it to win it. I get it. Working on all cylinders.
Life in full color.
That would be you. That would be you, lady. Okay, got it. Well, what do you think of the chart tonight? I mean, Mercury is pretty darn busy, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's busy causing good things as well as challenging things. That's
yes.
What I think of that Mercury.
You know how many people are asking me, is Mercury retrograde after that? What's going on? I feel like I'm in a Mercury retrograde. I said, no, but there's just a lot of angles right now. Oh, my word.
Well, you know,
but,
and it is all about what nurtures you. I am going to say this because, again, with all the different going-ons with it and moving around, it's going from the past to the future and all over in between. You know, here again in that process, it is all about looking at you as an individual of what your personal needs are. And really, as far as what you're taking care of for others, it is a matter of, or is it a natural habit to take care of something for this person? Or is it that you're just doing it out of love for the individual? You know, you have to look at what's going on at you, in your life and what challenges your life at this point in time and really examine what's nurturing you to find out what you have to let go of and what challenges you have to keep.
Absolutely. And you know what? The thing I do love about Mercury tonight is it's making this beautiful trine to Neptune in Pisces. So I'm going to encourage people that are listening tonight, no matter what's going on in your life, do not lose the vision. Keep that vision in place. It's in a grand square, technically, okay, by degree, but not by sign. And with Pluto retrograde in Capricorn right now, it's important for you to review what has empowered you in the past. And keep that vision that know that your past experience will feed your future vision, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes. And, I'm crazy like you, but I love the Aries moon. And the Aries moon to me, again, I have to decide if I want to be the ram or the lamb every moment. But I love having a choice, okay? And, of course, I'm Lunar Rule. I'm a Cancer, so I'm Lunar Rule, so that means a lot to me. And you, of course, being that beautiful Libra that you are, my dear, you know, Venus is your baby, and it's been kissing Mars for quite a while. I know that you and your beloved have been sharing a lot of beautiful, heartfelt energies together, right?
Ah, we always are. Hey, geez.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. I can't say enough about our wonderful relationship.
And, you know, but it's nice to get the cosmic boost because you're going to laugh more, you're going to hug more, you're going to smile more, you're going to frown together. I love it. I just love it.
It's a great thing.
Yes, it is. So anyway, did you have a happy Fourth?
Oh, yeah, it was great. We enjoyed all of the festivities, that's for sure. Spent 4 days out on the farm, watched a ton of fireworks because we're up on a hillside. It was great. How about you?
Really, never saw any fireworks, heard a lot of them here. It was raining. We had cloud cover everywhere. But I got together with family. We had the usual traditional stuff that you have on you know, at the 4th of July. I made macaroni and cheese, and we had the hamburgers, the hot dogs. I made an amazing, I love different kinds of salads, but my favorite, of course, is two kinds of cabbage, onions, pineapple, and yogurt. I mean, yeah. So I had that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
I love my cooking. Cooking is my zen, like gardening is your zen. And you do a lot of preserving, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of vegetables in the summertime and preserving them for all year long for us to use. I like my organic.
Yes. Yeah, me too. I'm on that organic wagon with you. It serves us so well. Well, I have a number of people that are waiting to speak with us, so let's see what we can do to help them tonight. What do you think?
Let's do that.
Okay. Air code 775, you're on the air. Hello? Air code 775? It's weird. Maybe they just wanted to listen. Okay. I want to put him back on hold for now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. They probably just want to listen.
That's fine. Okay, that's good. All right. Air code 845, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi.
I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Hey, Maria, doing well. How are you?
All right, how are you? I got some question because I'm really worried. You see my lawyer, the name is David. He's going to win my case, please. Because I have something to do with my house.
Maria, when's your birthday?
May 15th, 1942.
May 15th.
Thank you. Got it. You're born in Italy, but you're now in New York City?
New York State. I live near Chester.
You know, I look at your chart, okay, and I have to say you're overanalyzing things way too much. You have so many grand trines in this going to Pluto, making that transformation and change. It isn't even funny. I mean, it really isn't even funny. I can't count them. They're just all over. So the fact is that what I'm going to tell you is that overanalyzing, worrying too much is not going to do you any good. It's just going to make it worse. You have to trust faith in this because that trine is to your Neptune. And you are directly connected to God, the universe, whatever you want to call that higher power. You are so directly connected to it at this point in time. It is about being okay with this and trusting the process because it's going to make a foundational shift. So I think it's going to end in your favor. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I totally agree because Uranus is also sitting right on your sun and moon, your new moon baby, okay? And yours is the planet surprises and reversals. So it's going to knock your socks off because those trines are going to come through. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. Yes.
Thank you. Still, you see me, I'm going to go in Italy too?
Probably not until the fall.
Okay.
I think even late August could work. September, I like. Because September, what it helps you to be very creative.
Over there, it's a beautiful August. Are you kidding? I wish I was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So keep the faith and know that even though you can't see things changing right away, things are working in the background. And I know it's being put together. I think your prayers have been heard, and you are going to be blessed with this one, okay?
Thank you so much, Cambridge. I go there.
You're welcome, Maria. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Okay.
You're such a sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. I'm sorry about you. Thank you.
No, you're fine. We love you. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you. God bless you.
She's so sweet. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Her energy is just so sweet.
You
ready?
Yeah, I love those little horses. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Air code 510,
Hello.
You are on the air. Hi.
Hi. I want to see if you can pick up if me and my friend are twin flames.
I can barely hear you.
I can't hear her either.
I was trying to see if you could pick up if me and my friend are twin flames.
Can you say that again?
I was trying to see if you could pick up me and my friend or twin flame.
I only heard about half.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I was trying to see if you could pick up if me and my friends or me and my friend twin flame. Can you hear me?
There's so much background noise, I cannot hear you. Slow down a little bit, please. We're trying to help you here. Take it easy. Have you called in before?
All right. It's been a while ago.
And what's
Long
your
time
name?
Ago. Tasha.
Tasha.
Yeah.
Pasha?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a look. Hold on a minute. Communication has been a little bit weird.
Huh?
Were you born 6/22/5?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I gotcha.
I don't know if I do. Hold on. I had a crash a while ago.
And you want to know about a relationship?
Yeah, do you see if me and my friend are twin flames or if you pick up twins? That's what I'm trying to see. Or is there this thing called so many twin flames? So many titles, I'm trying to figure out which one.
We sound very muffled, and so it's difficult to hear you.
Oh, why is that? I don't have the mic on or nothing.
Oh,
can
you
hear me now?
I can hear you much better now.
Okay.
So what's this about you and your friend?
I was trying to see if you could pick up a weird twin flame.
Okay. Now, do you still live in Oakland, California?
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you know their birthday?
When is this person?
Yeah. His birthday is 4/27/77.
And do you know what time he was born?
No, I don't have the time.
Okay, and do you know where he was born?
Oakland, same city.
Okay.
Where?
Oakland.
Same city, Oakland, California.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
We just want to make sure we're looking at the right picture for you, sweetheart. You know, it's weird
okay.
because I have this person on my computer already, so you have asked about him before.
Okay. But not that, but not yet.
I
not
got
about
it,
that
girl. So this person's been around for a while, right?
Yeah, we childhood friends.
All right. I just wanted to make sure I'm looking at the right picture, love. Okay. That's great.
Okay.
Okay. You're so sweet. All right. See, sometimes what people do is they talk about soulmates. They talk about twin flames. They're trying to give a diagnosis to a relationship rather than letting it unfold, my friend. And there's a lot of misconception
right.
about these things, so that's why I'm so glad that you did call us tonight, because we're going to see what maybe
right.
you need to know to continue, okay? Now, Jacqueline, why don't you go ahead and start off? I think you've already – I can hear you thinking, Jacqueline.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. Because, yeah, I agree. I talk about Tauruses, and this one's a little Taurus, okay? And Jupiter is dancing all over this one at this point in time. So there are great benefits that this one is having. It's interesting because you have a Leo moon, and he has a Leo moon. They may be conjunct, they may not, depending on the time he was born that day, but I can guarantee you both of you two have a Leo moon. So there's, I shouldn't say that. You have a Venus in Leo, and he has a Leo moon. And so they
right.
could be conjunct.
Right, yeah. So I was thinking to myself, her moon's in Sag. Well, hold on. Am I looking at the right chart? Okay, got it. Okay.
And it can be in trine to his moon, okay? Your moon and his was what I was getting to besides the Venus. But,
yes.
okay, you going back to my point is Venus just had, just a few weeks back you had your Venus return and things started shifting as far as this is concerned. And you were looking into what this relationship is all about. Mars just danced into your first house. Venus is going to dance around it for a bit because it's going to go, it's direct now, it's going to go retrograde, and it's going to dance all over this. And it's not, and I think it's the 7th of September or some, the beginning of September of when it turns direct, 7th or 7th of second. Aphrodite would know better than I do. But you're going to be considering, and my whole point with all of this dance that's going on between the two of you is both of you two are going to be considering what you want in this relationship during this period of time. It's a great time for romance for you and compatibility as far as enhancing that friendship. But again, this one moves a little slow, so I would allow it to unfold the way it is, and I would let this one be your friend and enjoy the time that you have with them. I wouldn't put any kind of commitment on him yet because, again, Jupiter's going to go retrograde and then it's going to go direct. I think it's going to be direct next year. So he's going through this reevaluation for his own entire benefit. So I don't think you'll get an answer to this until next year. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree with what you're talking about as far as Jupiter on his sun, but because this relationship has been around for a while, I think it's a time to redefine it, is what I'm thinking and seeing here. And, you know, there is a level of compatibility here. Now, you want to know if, like, this is a twin flame, this is a soulmate, all that stuff. Now, let me just answer that question. The South Node, okay, in his chart sits on your Mars, okay? And you have to understand that he can only be himself, all right? It's important for him to keep his individual identity, even though it can be a very loving relationship. You cannot expect him to change. I think that that's not realistic, actually. But you can expect him to negotiate. He just has his Jupiter in Gemini. And as Jacqueline pointed out, his moon might be right dead on your Venus in Leo. So there's obviously a love here, but there's also a desire for freedom and self-expression and positivity, okay? Now, you can be a very positive person because you were born with a Sag moon. So you can see more potential and be more positive about things where he may sometimes be too grounded for you, right? Are you still there? Did I lose her? Darn it. This Mercury energy is crazy. Okay, well, anyway, I said what I said, and if she's still listening, or she wants to go back and look at the thing from the show tonight, she can do it on the front page of my website and hear this again. But, yes, there's some challenges here, but there's also great potential is what I'm seeing. How about you, Jacqueline?
I agree. That's what I was trying to get to, is there are some challenges in this, but there is great potential for this relationship.
Yep, exactly. So ride the wave is all I have to say about that. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 610, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Tonetta. Date of birth is 8/29/74. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hold on. Let's start with your name again.
Tonetta.
Have you called in before?
Yes.
I gotcha. Thought this was you. 8/29/74, Philadelphia, PA.
Yes. Can you spell the first name for me, please?
T-O-N-E. T-T-A.
T-O. Ah, I got you too. Great. Now, do you still live in Philly? All righty then. So what is your big question for us tonight, Tonetta?
Okay. So I am in a relationship with another female. Her name is Christine. She's about 9-10 years older than me, so she is a little bit older.
What's her birthday?
Her birthday is May the 8th, 1968.
Do you know what time she was born?
I do not know.
Okay. And what city was she born in?
She was born in Philly as well.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good information.
So me and her had a falling out early February, and this has been a relationship for over 2.5 years. I have her mother's deceased ring that I'm wearing. She's given me her mother's deceased diamond necklace that I wear, and I still have all the jewelry. We had a falling out early February. She got mad and upset. She has not spoken to me. She lived right across the street from me. And we live in a really tight community neighborhood here. And the talk is she's not been paying her rent. She's getting evicted. So I don't know where she's going to go because she doesn't have any money or anything. You know, she doesn't have her act together. So my concern is she going to approach me at some point and ask to temporarily stay in my place?
I want to know who's influencing her.
Nobody. She lives by herself over there, and she hasn't paid rent in 6-7 months. She owes close near to $10,000.
All right. So she's doing a lot of self-processing right now. Are you telling me then?
What's that?
She's doing a lot of self-processing.
I can't hear you.
Is she doing a lot of inner thinking about her past?
her problem with what I've noticed with her, her problem is she is always in her head. She's an overthinker.
Okay. I think that's fair. Because she does have a lot of Gemini. You know, she's a Taurus sun. She's got her Mercury there, her Moon, her Venus.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemini energy, again, can end up kicking themselves into a corner. And I understand that. And she does have possibly, I don't know exactly what time she was born because I do not have that information. However,
right.
She does have Gemini, Sagittarian polarity points, which can indicate that she could be bipolar, or she could also
yes,
be a person
she is,
who...
Yes, she is. She is. Yep,
okay.
She has.
Okay.
She has some mental
yep.
health problems, I'm aware of. Yep.
Right? And so because of that, you have to understand you cannot personalize this issue. This is something
no.
within her, okay?
Right.
And I know how much you want to help. Oh, God bless you, girlfriend. Okay, great. But you... Her Pluto does sit on your Venus in Leo. So this relationship has empowered you, has it not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm really upset and hurt by the way she acts, but I also working in the medical field, I also understand you know, she has some mental challenges here. I get that, and you know, I don't know when she's going to come forward.
And I'm going to step in here because as soon as you started in the medical field, I was like, okay, you're going where I'm going now. Okay. You're a rescuer. Okay. My sweet. Okay. And I got to say, you can't fix everybody and you've got to learn how to, I can't fix everybody. Okay.
Yep.
Right.
His is that, yes, you're compassionate, you're caring, you're loving. That's all wonderful in itself. But in that same
mm-hmm.
vein, you have to have an equal balance. Okay, that's what works for you, is equality.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So there's boundaries and limits is what I'm trying to get to. This is a scared little soul is what I'm going to say. This little Taurus baby is in fear of a lot of things. I agree with Aphrodite. There's some kind of bipolarness here. There's some kind of duality here. This is part of the problem with the circumstances. But you can't
right.
dig her out of her hole. One of the things about
right.
it is the reason why she goes away is because she knows you're right. She knows she should do these things, but she's not. And she can't face
right.
that. So,
right.
here
yep.
again, you can't deal with this, okay? It is not your job, duty, responsibility, nor obligation. The three words I would learn immediately if I were you is so be it. She has made her bed. She needs to
right.
lie in it. She needs to dig herself out of it. And you
okay.
do not need to be a part of this. Is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Call it boundaries and limits mm-hmm. on it. Let it be and move on to somebody else who would love your nurturing
mm-hmm.
and your care.
Right. I understand what you're saying. I just see the road that she's going down, and it's not good.
It's heartbreaking. I hear you. This is heartbreaking, but there's nothing you can do to save her. You've tried, and it hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Try to save herself. You cannot do this.
Right.
Yes, I hear you. My compassion goes out. It's very sad. That's what I said. Use those three words because you want to learn how to disconnect from this because it's so hurtful, because you hate to see anybody go so low and so far. Does
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. You're brilliant. And you know what? I want to tell you, all you can do, I think, right now, I'm going to advise you, just pray for her every day, every time she comes into your mind. And let God
right.
and the angels do what you cannot. And say to yourself, what about me? What about my survival? What about my wholeness, too,
mm-hmm.
in the circumstance? And know that,
mm-hmm.
again, the invisible forces can do what we cannot often. So I would
right.
spiritually stay connected with her, But I'd physically remove yourself for now. Okay?
Right. Yeah, I haven't, you know, I haven't pushed the issue or anything or gone over there or knocked on her door or anything. My only concern is she going to end up at my doorstep?
Well, that's when you have to decide what you want to do.
Right.
Okay? And again, you don't want to keep her being a professional victim.
Mm-hmm.
If you invite her in, you are encouraging that, and that is probably not the right choice for you. But, again, I don't make decisions for my clients, but I just want you to
right.
know that that might not lead you where you need to be. Okay?
Right. Right, I understand.
And you have to factor yourself back into your life better than you do, because you give every day, don't you? You're crazy good at what
yeah.
you do. I know this, okay? So mm-hmm. take it one step at a time. Again, if that happens, say, well, you know, you stonewalled me, you ghosted me. No.
Right.
Not right now. You're going to have to find another way. Because you know what? If you don't give yourself some self-love, you can become victimized in the relationship. She is
right.
a professional victim for many years, and you made a big difference in her life, but for some reason,
right.
she's more comfortable being the victim than the victor, and you can't change that. She has to have a change
I know.
Will, or she will never get
I
there.
I know.
Okay? All right.
I know.
I know, hon. I'm so sorry what you're going through. I'm so sorry.
I know. I know, but I don't regret any nice thing that I've done for her because that,
of course
that,
not. You're not,
you know,
not made that way.
Right. Yeah,
so
I know.
So you're staying in character, and that's exactly where you need to stay, but not
right.
at your depletion. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Well, we got to go to the next caller, but keep us posted. Let me see how things work out because – we're on your side, and we know that you have given this so much thought and so much energy. We are so happy
yes.
you called in tonight for us to take a
yes,
look at it from a different
you.
Perspective. Thank you for calling in, and keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tough. Sometimes it's just not easy.
Sometimes it has to be, you know, no matter how much you care. You have to take that step away. They'll never be
yeah.
able to get out of their own way if you do take them back.
Yep. We're not empowering them, then we're enabling them, and that is not a good choice.
Absolutely.
Yep. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 720, you are on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi. You're welcome.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Randy. You need my birthday also?
Yes, please.
Yes, it's 2/15/1971, and I believe I was born at 5:01 p.m.
5:01 in Manhasset, New York?
Yes.
Okay, I had you down at 6.
Oh, she's called in before. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't even look yet. Okay, great. You're amazing, Jacqueline. Okay, let's see here.
Okay. So, do you want my question?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have two big things, but I don't know which one to, like, whatever comes up first. One thing that I'm looking into, like, kind of like a business as a therapist. And I was wondering if you see me doing that. And the other thing is my identity got stolen, and it's getting really
wow.
bad.
Wow. Now, do you still live in Manhasset, New York?
No.
Where do you live now?
I live in Colorado, in Boulder County.
What city?
Lafayette. Lafayette.
Okay, I got it. Because you're under a different piece of sky. I want to take a look at this for you. Okay.
Well, I'm going to start off with, you know, I'm so sorry. you know, but your life sometimes is in full living color, as you know. Things just change in a heartbeat in your life. It's kind of interesting. But it is for your benefit, okay? So I'm going to start off with the identity theft thing, okay? Even though it's wacky and crazy, somehow this is going to turn out to your benefit. What's going to happen is Mars is getting ready to go into your first house, natally, okay? And that is going to start to clear that situation up for you, okay? I think you'll be a lot happier and a lot in about 2-3 months. I think you'll be a lot happier than you are now. Venus is going to have a little bit of a challenge to it, so I am going to say there is going to be some paperwork and some back and forth things before it's totally finalized, but it's going to work well for you. I'm sorry about it, but it is just a matter of due process is what I'm trying to say. So let go of the emotion about it and just take those steps because it's going to end up just fine. Second thing that you talked about was therapy. Are you planning on like group therapy or anything like that?
I have two jobs. I'm a preschool teacher and I am part-time. I'm a psychotherapist. So I work somewhere else that I do psychotherapy, but there's a new opportunity that I was looking into that I can make more money, but I have to invest some money into it. And it's kind of like a struggle to do that, but I was kind of trying to figure out how I could do that and if it's worth it. I don't know. There could be possibilities for group therapy, but I don't do group therapy right now. I'm doing individual, mostly with kids right now.
Okay. All right. Well, in your Colorado chart, three of your planetary energies, your vertex, your Mars, and your Jupiter are all in the fifth house of children. You've got beautiful trines and blessing lines, and I know you're doing an amazing job with these children, honey. You are probably through the roof with this. I'm so excited to see this. Now, are you currently in a relationship?
Yes.
And it's pretty damn good, isn't it?
Yeah, we're married for 30 years. We have a very strong bond.
And because both Venus and Mars have been imposing your Sun in Aquarius right now, and also your North Node, so you at least have a partner that supports you, which is great, and knows your heart and your higher mind, which you give freely every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I just really want to support you in your work right now because I think you're stellar. Now, if there's an opportunity coming to you, but you have to invest in it, you have to look at it more from reality, okay? Now, I don't have any Earth in my chart, but you have some Earth in your chart. But you have to look at, number one, is this going to be your mission? Because I think your mission is more important than your money, okay? And doing a great job where you are right now, and your potential is unlimited. Excuse me. But think that for right now, I would take a long look at it. Excuse me.
I'm going to add to what Aphrodite said, because in your birth chart, your Sun, North Node, and Mercury are in your sixth house of day-to-day work. And it is all about, I'm going to add to it, do you like who you're going to work with? It's all about the way of life now, okay, because your work is...
I think I would love it. I could do part-time. I could still work as a teacher, and I could do this. It's a business, so it's my own business. I could take as many clients as I want or not. I think I would love it.
I like that freedom for you with all your sad. I love that freedom for you. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I'd follow your passion.
So just follow my gut is what you're saying.
Yes. And your allied leadership skills are through the roof in Colorado. I'm so glad you live there now. I like this chart better than your natal. I think, again, see, once you live in a new place like this, once you're there for 13 lunar months, you go through every full and new moon, and it resets your light body, okay? So the place you're at right now is supporting your personal relationship, and it's also supporting your allied leadership skills. Whether the person's 3 or 103, it doesn't matter in this chart right now. Because you are very much a universal soul, and you know this, don't you?
What does that mean, a universal soul? Mean I'm helping the world?
You would basically, you would help anybody, anytime, anywhere. You don't care what color they are, what age they are.
Yes.
You would just step right in because you
yes.
are a true light being.
I'm a warrior.
Being.
Yeah.
You're a true
I'm
light being. And
I'm
so you do this without judgment, and you do it from higher mind so you can guide them, even if you give them one small key to open a small door, honey. You have the ability in this chart. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I was a little bit depressed before I got on this phone call. So thank you. It did lift my spirits a little. I have something to look forward to because it's been a little rough.
Yes.
Recently.
Yeah, Jupiter is only in Taurus every 12 years. It's in Taurus now. And what it's doing is it's going to be in Taurus until around this time next year. It's going to pass over your Saturn, the great teacher, in your 10th house of working for yourself. Within this year, it's going to pass over it, it's going to retrograde over it, and it's going to go over again. So this year, between now and this time next year, you are going to establish yourself where you really feel you're giving the abundance inside yourself that you wanted to give, and you're going to be appropriately contemplated and appreciated with money and prosperity at the same time. So this is the time for the change, but take your time. Jupiter is going to support you. It's going to retrograde for a while, and because of that, you're going to decide what you don't want to let go of, and then it's going to go direct again, and you're going to see what you want to embrace wholeheartedly, okay? So I think you're in a really great year. Take your time. Mm-hmm. Don't feel a lot of pressure with this, okay?
Okay.
But do express your interest. And let people know about the integrity of how you can deliver. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Your integrity
you
is
so
your best calling card, okay? And keep us posted, all right?
I will. Thanks so much.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. What an interesting chart. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think I just lost someone, but I don't know if I clicked the wrong button. Let me see here. No, I think I'm okay. All right. Let's see. I'm not sure exactly who's next at the moment, so I'm just going to go for it.
Okay. Let the universe take care of it.
Code 646, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Priscilla. How are you both?
Hi, Priscilla.
Hi,
it's been a long time. I wanted to check in and just get a general read, like what you see glaring out that I should know, what's going on in the stars for me. My birthday, September 6th.
1965.
Correct.
And where do you live now? I know you were born in India. Where do you live now?
I'm in New York City.
Got it. Okay, girl. No problem.
Your creative juices are off the charts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's interesting because it's bouncing back and forth. This Mars-Venus connection is dancing over your Mercury, so your brain might be a little over stimulated at this point in time. I'll put it that way.
No, okay. Yeah. Oh, so what, anything else you pick up? Is there a move in my future or I don't know?
I want to know if you're in love. Are you in love right now?
I've been in love with my partner very happily. Yes.
This is the most important thing you need to know tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Really embrace this for the next few days. This is an interesting cycle. And as Jacqueline pointed out, both Venus and Mars have been sitting on your Mercury in Leo, which rules the heart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because Venus is the planet of love and Mars is the planet of passion. They've both been all over your Mercury right now. So really appreciate your mate at this time, okay? And be grateful and allow yourself to be appreciated and adored, okay? It's all I'm going to tell you right now. And I'm just saying over the next week to 10 days, I would like to make you very aware of this because I think it's going to be fun. So I think that's going to be a very good thing for you. And now, where did you want to travel to?
I don't want to travel anywhere. There's no traveling in my near future.
So what do you want to teach and learn next? If for some reason, you either travel inwardly or outwardly.
There's no journey or trip. I still want to serve and in terms of giving support to the bereaved. I'd like to eventually make that a business.
So I want to see you teaching and learning simultaneously in a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Teach what you have already known, and you're a great listener, your Scorpio stuff. So, again, you're learning from everyone you serve right now, and I love this because it's kind of a continuum for you. And you are strong enough and approachable enough to really make such a difference, sweetheart. Really.
I try.
Yep.
I've been volunteering
you do a good
for many
job.
Years. I just feel like the things I wanted, I don't know, sometimes I feel stuck, like I'm not going, I don't know how to explain it. I just don't feel like I'm working at my capacity. I don't feel fully fulfilled, and I'm not sure when it's supposed to, like, come together in terms of me finding a stable platform to provide my
balancing
services.
Balancing work and play, okay? So you are a workaholic, okay? And you're a workaholic, and you're a perfectionist, right? But you have to balance your work and play. What do you do for play?
I like to watch movies and love to take walks. And meditate. I meditate, so that's fun for me. Mm-hmm. And spending time with family. Mm-hmm.
So how often do you laugh?
How often do I laugh? I think I laugh at least once a day. There's usually something that makes me laugh. Yeah.
Do you know that children laugh like 3-2 times a day and adults maybe do it twice a day? You got to get your inner child back, girlfriend. I'm just telling you. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I've been watching comedies. So I've actually been watching comedies lately.
Good.
Yeah, that's been fun.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, it is all about living in the moment and living in the now. I agree with Aphrodite. You way overanalyze things way too much, okay? And you have to find that balance. Again, here, it is all about balance in your chart. You're a deep, heavy individual. And
I know.
And I'm going to answer you because you wonder if everything's good enough. But you're not living in the day and finding the beauty of the day. It's always something more. I could do this. I should have. I would have. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm going to say all of that sends you down a hill that you don't want to go. It's that Uranus conjunct Pluto that keeps you moving on that. And I say, stop. Go down. Look at the day. That's what Aphrodite was talking about laughing in the day. Okay, everything is in the right place at the right time, and I am here, and I am doing the right thing. It's not about analyzing, ooh, it could have been better, because this is an imperfect world you live in, and your vision is very perfecting. And what you envision cannot physically be done. Because of the imperfections. So you have to embrace the imperfections to really find the perfection in it. And that's what you need to look at as far as psychologically making a change. Every time you start to analyze it and go, it could have been better if it was this way. You got to go,
yeah.
No. It's in its own perfection now.
Right.
Okay.
I hear you. I hear you. I'll remind myself
mm-hmm.
of that. Do you see any news anytime soon? Anything coming up that could be?
If you're going to move, it looks to me more like, I can see why you're thinking about it now, because Mercury's traveling
mm-hmm.
through your second house of real estate. Your house of home, you have all your plants in the Virgo, so you're more apt to consider it in that Virgo cycle, okay? I want to say late August and September, and look at the options, because you're a mutable sign. So you want to look at maybe more than one option before you make that change. Okay? And
yeah.
because your Sun and Uranus and Pluto are so close together in your fourth house, I think that, again, something amazing could just damn well show up in September.
You know
I really
what? I just, we saw a house, when was it? On Friday. Fell in love with it. And this is not the first house we've seen. And we put an offer in, but she's saying that, you know, there are people who've made some better offer, and I don't know. Do you think it'll go through? What do you think? Because I really love this house.
Well, because both Venus and Mars are sitting on your Mercury, your third house, also of the neighborhood, okay, and a lifestyle
mm-hmm.
you could see yourself living in that house, right? I understand
that. Oh, yes.
That. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But even if this is not the house, this could be a way shower. You could find something very similar too, but wait it out, because you know what? If they don't sell the house, it probably is still in the game. We have several plants that are retrograding over the next month too. But again, I wouldn't stop looking. I would put that in my prayers. I'd say, oh boy, I think I would like this house. But I would also look at other opportunities because you have, you know, it's a mutable sign. So you need to be in a situation where you have a plan A and a plan B, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I would not drop the ball, but I would continue to look.
I will. It's just that I'm hoping I'll get it. You know, obviously everything's in God's plan, but I love this house, and it's priced reasonably. All the other homes we've looked at are above what we can really afford, and this is in our price range, and I love it. And but she says they already have a couple of offers. I don't know if they're just fibbing. You never know. You know, agents sometimes have to play the game.
Sometimes
and
people will make an offer, but they don't get approved too. So just take your time and keep watch on that. But continue to look, because Mars is going to be starting to move through Virgo over the next 48 hours. It's going to be there for 7 weeks. It's going to be moving through your fourth house of real estate. So because of that, even if this house is reasonably priced, you want to make sure there is nothing hidden. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
the inspection.
And make sure it's
going to
be worth your investment. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Of course, we'll do an inspection to make sure there's nothing glaring, nothing. But I love the house, and it's priced reasonably, and like I said. So I hope we get it, but she's saying there are other offers on the table, and the seller is going to think about it and let me know, tomorrow. So all we can do is make our highest and best offer, and, the rest is
but no, you might
not
close control. Until September. In other words, there might be a delay in closure with this. For some reason, I just feel that. Just a psychic impression. But we're going to go take our last caller here. This person, I think I cut them off, and now they signed back on. I want to grab them before they slip away.
Okay.
And you keep us posted, okay?
Thank
all right,
you.
Girlfriend.
I will.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. God bless.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
All right. What happened was I think I clicked, but somebody was signing off, Jacqueline, and I lost a person, and they just signed back on. They wrote down their number. I'm going to snag them.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. Air code 347, you are on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. This is Tanika. Thanks for calling me. Thanks for snagging me back.
Hey,
I know. I'm like, I know the number a little bit. I could remember, like, the area code. I'm like, this is somebody that checks in with us, right?
Thank you.
So how are you doing tonight, Tamika?
Okay, I'm here. I'm just wondering, because I know a couple of planets are coming into a couple of placements in my sign the next couple of days, practically starting tomorrow. So I'm just a little nervous, like kind of wondering if it's a good thing or a bad thing, or like if I should lay low, if something's going to happen coming my way, like what if any changes
are going
to happen.
When's your birthday? Because I got three Tamikas on
mm-hmm.
here.
September 3rd, near 7/8.
And where do you live now? I know you're born in Jamaica, right?
Yeah. Right now I'm currently in Florida.
What city?
South Florida.
Tampa. I love Tampa. Okay. Hey.
Well,
so what is your big question tonight?
Just like if anything is there that I should look out for, if any changes are going to happen, if this is good or bad, like, you know, because it's just giving me anxiety. I don't know what to think of it.
Well, the reason why, and that's where I was going with this, the reason why you've had such anxiety is just like our previous Virgo, Sun, Mercury, and Leo.
Right.
Leo, we have a Mars-Venus conjunction going over your head, okay? So your head's going in about a bazillion different directions, okay?
Yeah.
But the difference between yours is that your Jupiter is in Cancer, and Mercury right now is dancing all over it. So the psychological chaos is so for your benefit. It's yelling at you, how are you nurturing yourself? Why aren't you looking at your stuff, going inward and really finding yourself? Because this is more of what it wants you to do. That head going a million miles in a million directions, it is, and this is such the theme that Aphrodite talked about, because it is about rebalancing things, keeping your eye on that vision, keeping it, no, this is what I want to do and where I'm going, and going in that direction. Any challenges you have blessing lines to them. So they will be worked out in their own way. So I say, don't keep looking for the other shoe to drop. Don't get overstimulated by this, but get over creative. Look at the imagination.
Yes.
Look at the way that you can transform and change things within you, and you will find that you will change your exterior world greatly during this period of time. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with you 1,000%. Yep. I just like what's going on in your chart right now. Now, are you in a relationship, Tamika?
No, I want one. I'm not dating. The last person I was dating, he was surprisingly a Leo, but it ended May 6th. It was pretty brief. We started dating in February. He was someone I met down here, and it ended in a big blow up on May 6th. And I still think about him. I don't know why, but I know his birthday.
Well,
you're a Leo. You have a Venus
off
month.
The air. I want to just tell you that.
Yeah,
you are worth being loved abundantly. If it's too much work, the answer is no. Okay?
Yeah.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything she said. You always try and accommodate your mate's needs. I think it's time to look for somebody who is an equal relationship with all that Venus Libra energy. I say to you, you're looking for somebody equal, somebody who you can come to a partnership with, and I think your frustration level with that person was there, and I think there's a reason why you need to look on from them onto something new and onto something different again. I like this psychological change that you should have during this period of time. And it is about you and your personal needs and standing your boundaries as far as relationships are concerned. So don't look back, look forward.
I'm trying.
Yes.
I'm not even on a dating app. I'm not, and I work remotely, so I'm not out there. I don't know anyone, you know. So, and you know,
but you have to stop being the hermit. Stop being the hermit. Okay?
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
yourself out there one way or the other. I don't care how you do it, but don't be the hermit anymore because that serves you not. Because then you only have one choice rather than looking at possibilities, sweetheart. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are so amazing. Your Mercury's in Leo, which rules the heart. Your Saturn is very close to your sun when you were born. You would be a great partner. Both your Venus and your Mars are in Libra. So you'd rather negotiate than argue. You are a gentleman's dream.
Thank
Put yourself
you.
Out there and just be present as who you are, sweetheart, okay?
Yeah. I know. I mean,
don't
I
don't be such
I
a darn chicken.
I feel like when, and I'm so hard on myself about that. I'm like, when did I become like this?
I think COVID did it to a lot of people. We were so isolated that we haven't gone back out completely. The last 4 years have changed a lot of people's dynamic as far as finding a relationship and even the relationship that happens in their house. When the man has to work remotely, the woman can't work at the restaurant, the kids have to be homeschooled. The last 4 years have been very, very challenging energetically, okay? But that now is starting to wane. So find a new way to put yourself out there, as Jacqueline and I both suggested for you, okay?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Old flames still text me, like Frank from New York, and it's so weird. I don't answer him, but it's like, why now? You know, now you... It's not like he has anything substantial in the texting. It's just like I was so there for him when the time was us. He didn't take me serious, and then I cut him off, and he's still he's constantly texting, even though I haven't answered him since 2021. It's just like, I don't know, you know, like, what do you want? I don't know.
I think it's encouraging
upset.
You to make new inner choices. Okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes when a call comes in, it's not about you responding so much, but it's also about you looking within, sweetheart. Okay? So do that.
Yeah.
Say, okay, what was good about this guy? What was not so good about this guy? You know? In other words, you can be extremely analytical, and you're your best teacher. Okay? So take that time to do some pondering at the end of the day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll figure out what you want to do. If you want to reconnect, do that. But do that and have a soft shield to see what it's about. Because you know what? Then you can analyze it later after you get off the phone or off the text, whatever you do, and say, do I want to, work on a friendship with this person? Do I want to reconnect? And then make this decision with your own psychic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you think a
but
dating
we're
off app?
The air, and we're so glad you called in tonight. And, you know, keep the faith and be who you are, knowing you're going to be loved for who you are.
I will. Do you guys think dating app is okay for me to go down that route? Or you wouldn't suggest it?
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know... I
have met crazy.
I think at this point in time, I don't think it's the worst thing for you to play with it a little bit, but I would be cautious again. I think the main thing is to get you out and about. You're a very physical person. You have to physically see them, you know, before you're gonna know whether it's right or not. So when it comes to the internet, it's a double-edged sword for you is what I'm trying to say. But I think it's a good motive for you to get out there and say, hey, I'm a commodity and really feel good about yourself as far as you know, what's out there. Okay?
Yeah, and you're so right about that. I can take a look at someone and can find them attractive without them being that great a looking person, but physically, if there's, I could just tell by their demeanor if I would fit well with them. So that is true. It's hard to really describe, but that is so true. I'm very physical.
Yeah.
Do whatever you feel comfortable with, is what I want to suggest. And maybe try something new with different kind of music or different food. Get yourself in a place where you feel comfortable sitting there, that you feel at home, of course. And and become a regular somewhere where people know your name and you know the waitress and you know the bartender, whatever, wherever you are. I think sometimes it's good to have that sense of connectedness and then see who shows up. Okay?
Okay. A bar, oh God, okay.
Have fun with your life. Don't make it a task. Make it an adventure, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, keep us informed, and we're going to sign off tonight. And God bless you. I'm glad I grabbed you before you slipped away, okay?
Me too. I love you both.
All right,
thank
God bless you, sweetheart. All
right. Take care.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And
you
how
could
can
reach
people reach
me?
You, Jacqueline?
You can reach me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. And please leave a message. It's not a textable line, but if you leave me a message, I will call you back. And we'll be back here next Sunday night, and hopefully we'll have a great time again. Thank you so much for your interest in calling in and listening. And have a beautiful week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.